Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, July 27th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Wauchula Police Department and the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles would like to remind everyone to never leave kids or pets unattended in your vehicle. Florida is very hot in the summer, as you can tell if you enter your vehicle in the afternoon. Leaving them even for a matter of minutes could be deadly. Your local events, Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw and 1310 WAUC, will host their second annual First Responder Appreciation Day show on Friday, August 6th, and they invite you to join the show by calling in to 863-773-WAUC, that's 863-773-9282, and express your appreciation to our local first responders. Guest speakers will be sharing stories about their experiences as first responders and much more. The show will be broadcast live from Vision Ace Hardware in Wauchula. Fire trucks and other first responder equipment will be on site for touring. Bring your family to Vision Ace Hardware at 225 East Oak Street in Wauchula to show your appreciation to those that protect us 24/7. And what do you get when you cross four bases, three outs, two teams, and one winner? It is the Guns and Hoses softball tournament coming up on Saturday, August 7th. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office will take on Hardy County Fire Rescue at the Hardy Senior High School field. Tickets are only $5 and admission is free for children under 10. You can pre-order your tickets now at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula, or you can purchase them at the gate on game day. All proceeds will benefit the 2021 Brotherhood Ride to New York City, supporting the families of fallen first responders. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the city of Bowling Green is looking for a city manager. The ideal candidate must possess at least 5 years of experience in local government administration, a bachelor's degree in business administration or a relevant field or equivalent work experience that provides the requisite knowledge, skills, and abilities for this job is preferred. The new city manager will be required to establish their residence within a 30-mile radius within 12 months. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a human resources associate. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and be at least 21 years of age. Previous experience in healthcare, mental health, or behavioral health is a plus. And the Sunshine Method is looking for an in-person ESE tutor, a bachelor's degree in a relevant field, and 2 years of tutoring and mentoring experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door, window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you may message us on our Facebook page, whichever you find easier. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 100, partly sunny with a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Wind south at 6 miles an hour with gust up to 7. Humidity is extremely humid at 68%. The dew point 76, cloud cover 46%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:09 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. Heat index values up to 108. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the mid-70s. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s. West winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA reports a French law banning produce stickers that aren't compostable are a threat to millions in U.S. produce exports. The Packer.com reports, starting January 1st, a French ban on the sales of fruit and vegetables with identifying stickers could impact the export of U.S. sweet potatoes by about 20 million in annual sales and grapefruit by about 8 million. The Produce Marketing Association is confident we'll eventually develop a fully functional home compostable PLU label, but it's 3 to 5 years away. Weekly data from USDA's Ag Marketing Service suggests the peak in fed cattle numbers is in and the numbers should decline. Specifically, according to Drovers.com, carcass weights declined 4 pounds to 859, shifting national grading percentages lower. Weekly prime grading reached 12.5% this spring, and June saw the first slip below 10% prime in 21 weeks. That trend corresponds with some increases in select grading over the same period. Are drought conditions affecting your agricultural operation? Find out online at the U.S. Drought Monitor, a resource producers can use to help determine how to best respond and react during a drought. The USDM is a weekly map showing the location, extent, and severity of drought across the country that categorizes the entire country in one of six levels of drought. An updated map is released every Thursday.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also show that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to multiminusa.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio Program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News Program.
With your Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. There's been a good amount of rain for many agricultural producers in the Southeast this summer, while way too little rain has fallen in the West. There is a distinct line reflecting both extremes of the U.S. within the latest Pasture and Rangeland Report. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the USDA.
We continue to see the haves and the have-nots. We have a lot of states across the southeastern half of the country reporting pastures at least 70% good to excellent. That includes a couple of Midwestern states, Missouri and Ohio, a number of states in the east, and also in the southeast. Those living south and east of a line from the upper Midwest to the southern Rockies, things are looking pretty good for the most part. Very dry as you head north and west of that line.
Still, some farmers in Alabama and Florida and Georgia would like to see the rain let up just a bit. Associate Dean of the Extension at the University of Georgia, Pam Knox, says the frequency of rainfall throughout the southeast has been enough to keep many farmers from being able to apply fungicides, growth inhibitors, and other treatments to their crops. Knox also posted maps from the Southeast Regional Climate Center showing that not only are the rainfall amounts since the 1st of June in the top 10 wettest at many locations around these states, but the number of days with measurable rain are also in the top 10 highest.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also show that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks shook off a wobbly start and finished slightly higher on Wall Street, edging major indexes a bit further into record territory. The S&P 500 managed a gain of 0.2%, as did the Dow. Strength in communications and energy companies outweighed weakness in other sectors. Investors still monitoring a steady flow of corporate earnings and will be on the lookout for clues from the Federal Reserve about when it might start winding down its extraordinary support measures for the economy. The Fed releases its latest policy statement on Wednesday. The Dow gained 82 points today to close at 35,144. The NASDAQ was up 3 to 14,840. The S&P 500 ahead 10 points to 4,442. New York oil fell 16 cents, closing at $71.91 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Greg Clugston. A huge upset in men's basketball at the Olympics in Tokyo.
For the first time since the 2004 games in Athens, the U.S. men's basketball team has lost an Olympic contest. Evan Fournier had 28 points to lead France to an 83-76 win. That snaps a 25-game Olympic winning streak for the Americans. The U.S. won gold Sunday in taekwondo and fencing. Anastasia Zolotic captured the women's featherweight division by beating Russian Tatiana Menina. And Lee Kiefer earned the third gold medal for the United States by defeating defending champion Inna Dereglazova of Russia in the women's foil final. I'm John Leatherby.
U.S. swimmers added to their medal count today. Caleb Dressel took gold in the men's 4x100-meter freestyle relay. American Katie Ledecky, the defending Olympic champion in the women's 400-meter freestyle, settled for a silver medal. This is SRN Sports. Three home runs carried the L.A. Dodgers to victory against the Rockies.
Chris Taylor hit a pair of home runs before Will Smith provided a tie-breaking blast in the eighth inning, sending the Dodgers past the Rockies 3-2. Smith went deep off Carlos Estevez, his third home run of the seven-game homestand. Taylor homered in the first and fifth innings, giving him 16 this season. Phil Bickford worked a scoreless inning for the victory. Joe Kelly pitched a scoreless ninth for his first save. The L.A. bullpen worked five scoreless innings as the Dodgers stayed two games behind the NL West-leading Giants. I'm Dave Ferry.
The Phillies, Marlins, Cards, Cubs, Giants, the other National League winners in yesterday's action. Over in the American League, winners were the Indians, Red Sox, Royals, Angels, Astros, and Mariners. Three games in interleague play. The victors there were the Orioles, the Mets, and the White Sox. Cameron Champ wins at TPC Twin Cities. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: a vegetarian once asked me what people feel after they shoot a wild animal. I replied, "It's usually recoil." Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.